Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me today. And I would like to, with the Lord's help, continue a message I shared last week, which I've entitled, Thy Kingdom Come. And for perhaps those of you who didn't hear those broadcasts, and for those of us who have, let me give just a brief review of the high points and why it's important that we grasp these lessons, these instructions for our personal lives and for this hour in which we are now living. All right. I've entitled this message, Thy Kingdom Come. 2 Timothy 3:16 says that all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. It's profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, and instruction in righteousness. And we who are alive today, living in such critical times, it's important that we hold close to our hearts the things that Jesus spoke to His disciples before He left this earth, before He ascended to the Father. We know He didn't abandon us because He is seated at the right hand of His Father, ever living to make intercession for us personally and for the body of Christ. But He did give His disciples instructions, and those instructions haven't changed. The first thing we are to do is to preach the gospel to the uttermost parts of the earth. That is called the Great Commission, and God has never rescinded that commandment or instruction. Now, He speaks to every disciple. That's not just for pastors and missionaries that go to foreign lands. It is for us as individuals. He knows everything about us. He knows the circumstances of our lives. He knows the limitations that may be a part of our present experience. But within those parameters, He wants us to have a heart of love for Him, to respond in obedience, and to do the works that He's called us to do, to share the good news of Jesus. And even though you feel your circumstances might be very limited, you have a positive and powerful effect upon family and friends, those co-workers, those who are a part of the circumstances of your life. Not only can you minister through actual words of testimony, the good news of the gospel, but also by your life example, and sometimes that's more powerful than even the words that we speak, because the words we speak better line up with a godly life, or we destroy our testimony. So let me share this first important truth that Jesus had given to His church before He left and ascended to His Father. In Mark, the 16th chapter, verse 15, He said unto them, Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And that's not, you know, snake handling. It's, in other words, they shall confront demonic forces of the enemy. He is likened throughout the scripture as a serpent. That's how he came to Adam and Eve in the garden. So he's referring to spiritual warfare. They shall cast out devils, speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. If they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. So after, this is verse 19, the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and sat at the right hand of God. Verse 20, the final verse of Mark, they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the words, the things that he told them to do with signs following. This great commission has never been rescinded. This is what we are to do in the capacity and strength and anointing that he has given to us. So we're to preach the gospel by word and by life testimony. And then what did Jesus say to do? We have to understand prayer is not only a great privilege, but it is a commandment for us to pray. And we can see that God intends in his timing. Remember, Jesus said to his disciples, they wanted to understand, Lord, when are you coming? He said, it's not for you to know the time and the seasons which the Father has put in his own hands, his own will. But we are to pray according to the godly pattern that Jesus gave us. Remember, his disciples asked, Lord, teach us to pray. And so he gave to them what we call a framework, which is known as the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. We come to the Father with praise and honor and thanksgiving to give him glory. And then we pray the most important aspect of that prayer, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. The remainder of the prayer, as short as it is and succinct as it is, deals with our personal needs. Give us this day our daily bread and so on. But just that one phrase speaks of we are to be praying that his kingdom will come. We see in the closing books of the Bible, that or the Revelation, I should say, in the 19th chapter, John was given a vision, a picture of what it was going to be like when Jesus returns to this earth. He said in chapter 19, verse 11, and I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness doth he judge and make war. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns, and he had a name written that no man knew but he himself, and he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. Amen. There's the Word of God refers to the actual person of Jesus. He was the manifestation of the very presence of God, the presence of the Father. He spoke to the disciples in the closing chapters of John. He said, why are you asking to show us the Father? Haven't you seen him? Philip, Thomas, I have been speaking his words. I have done his will. And so we know that in the fullness of time, the Lord is going to return, and he is going to judge all the wicked inhabitants of the earth. He is going to enter as a victorious king into the capital of his kingdom, which is going to be Jerusalem, and he will reign and extend his rule, peace and harmony, and a lack of want for 1,000 years. And then the devil will be loosed, and those who choose not the way of the Lord, they will battle against the Lord and his hosts. They will be defeated, and they will all be cast into the lake of fire, and then God creates a new heaven and a new earth. So in those few words, that is that God has not kept it secret from us. This is what he's going to do. The details, do we have the details? No, but this is what is coming. And so we pray that the Lord's kingdom will come, because as we pray that is the divine heart of the Father. That's what Jesus was saying, that he has a kingdom, and that we who have been born again have been translated out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of God's dear Son. So that's the second important thing. The third important thing that we are to do is to realize we are in spiritual battle. We are to wage effective spiritual warfare. In let me turn to some important scriptures found in Matthew. In Matthew, the 16th chapter, verse 16, the Lord said, Jesus answered him, and he was speaking to Peter, and he said, "Blessed art thou, Simon by Barjona," because he said, "Thou art the Christ. The flesh and blood hasn't revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say unto thee that thou art Peter." He's now commissioning the church. "And upon this rock I will build my church," speaking of he is the Rock of Ages, that is the Lord Jesus Christ, "and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." He is giving us a power and a strength and dominion over the work of the enemy. We are to wage. We have to understand we are in a battle. We will be until the Lord returns, and we wrestle not against flesh and blood. In the 18th chapter, he says in verse 18, "Verily I say unto you, whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." And he is saying, "Where two or three are gathered together in my name, it shall be in my name, there I am in the midst of them." So we are to wage effective spiritual warfare, and then also we are to occupy until he comes. What does that mean? It's to busy ourselves with the work of the Lord, with the affairs of the kingdom. And I'll share a little bit more the actual scripture found in Luke, the 19th chapter, a parable Jesus said to indicate how we are to work. He was giving an example. And so this is a powerful message as we understand this is our game plan for the end times. He's told us it's nothing new, but it's important to reiterate what the commander-in-chief is giving to his body, his spiritual warriors in this hour and day. Well, I love you. My time is gone, and I must bring this broadcast to a close. And I invite you to join me tomorrow at this same time. Should you miss a broadcast, feel free to go to our website, unveilchrist.org, and our broadcasts are archived there for your listening convenience. I love you, my UCM partners, my radio family. Pray for you every day. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, "May God's best forever be yours," is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.